7.
This is Free Talk Live. We're launching into the third hour of the program. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Wayne.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. As we jump right back into your phone calls, you can take control of the airwaves. Eugene is on the line to start things out in Vermont, listening to WNMR-FM in Burlington. Eugene, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Wayne.
With Wayne. Oh, okay. Now, Wayne is the one that decided he's going to just opt out of society, right?
No,
that would be, I don't think Wayne has made that decision. I am opting out of the federal government. I am not interested anymore in participating.
Not
I'm actually going to opt out of the state government,
or
too.
Anything like that?
Huh? Say again?
So you're just opting out?
Yeah, I'm opting out.
Okay. Oh, great. What's your name again?
My name's Ian.
Ian. So, yeah. Ian, when your house is on fire and you call the fire department to come to your house, do you expect them to come?
Oh, no, that's
to,
the fire department's not federal.
That too?
Oh, no, Eugene. Eugene, let's take it one question at a time. Eugene, calm down. The fire department isn't federal, so I haven't opted out of that. I would like to get out of the local government, but they forced me to pay for property taxes, and so therefore I am paying for the fire department service. So,
hey,
wake
up, pal. You are part of the federal government.
No, sir, I am
not.
What evidence do you have of that?
If you're a citizen of this country.
And what evidence do you have, sir, that I am a citizen? What evidence, sir, do you have that I am a citizen of this country?
You're not a citizen of the country?
What evidence do you have that you're a citizen of the country?
I know I'm a citizen of the country.
What does it mean to be a citizen, Eugene? What does it mean to be a citizen? Go ahead.
What it means to be a citizen was I was born in this country, period.
Uh-huh. That doesn't define what a citizen is. What is a citizen?
A citizen is what? He's a part of a society who is governed by the government.
Mm. Okay, the actual definition of citizenship from Ballantine's Law Dictionary, 3rd edition, is essentially, I'm paraphrasing, I can pull up the exact definition if you'd like.
Yes, but I'd like to hear that, because what I'm hearing now is crap.
Well, I can tell you that the concept of a citizen is one that you essentially owe a duty of allegiance to the government in return for an obligation of protection. Are you familiar with that?
And let me ask you another question. So if something like Katrina happens and your house is wiped off the face of the earth and you and your family are sitting out in a big puddle of mud with no food and no water, you don't expect any help from the federal government. Is
nope,
that correct?
Not at all.
I don't want them even here.
They can just go away.
Yeah,
I don't want them.
I would rather, if I'm going to get help, I'd rather have it be from private individuals and charities and companies and people that really care.
And
rather
my neighbors.
Than, yeah, rather than people that have stolen money from folks.
I have to say, you are a moron. You are living in a
That's
dream
not very
world.
Nice.
If you think you could just opt out.
Well, why can't I opt out? Wait a minute.
In fantasy land.
How did all those people in Louisiana fare when the feds went down there and tried to rescue them or purported to rescue
them?
Well,
put it this way.
They kept the rescue workers out.
And it was done right in the first place. Well, guess what? A lot of other people wouldn't have been killed. But because they did go in, I'll guarantee you thousands of people's lives were saved.
Eugene, they didn't let the people that actually wanted to help come in and actually help out. They blocked off the roads.
Oh, that's a lie.
It's not a lie.
It's on video, pal.
They turned around the Walmart trucks.
That's right-wing crap.
That's not right. I'm not right-wing, Eugene. I'm a liberty-minded person.
We don't like war either, Eugene.
No, I'm anti-war, aren't you?
No, not at all. You put it this way.
You're a warmonger?
Do I think the war in Afghanistan is necessary? Yes.
So you're a warmonger then, huh? So you're just a through-and-through authoritarian statist?
No, not at all. In fact, I'm a liberal Democrat that voted for Barack Obama.
You're a liberal warmonger then, is that right?
No, not at all.
No?
So when we're attacked on 9/11 by the people that are now taking refuge in the hills of Afghanistan,
all right, so Eugene,
do I think it's okay for us to go in there and try to get these people who killed 3,000 of my fellow Americans? Oh, that's right. They're not your fellow Americans. You don't care about that. You've opted out.
So why didn't they get to the, where did they get, what's his name yet,
Osama bin Laden.
Yeah, they didn't get him yet. They found Saddam Hussein in an underground bunker. Maybe three feet deep.
I'll be the first to admit the war in Iraq was a mistake. It was a huge mistake.
The war in
Iraq was for one reason only.
How many innocent people have to die?
George Bush could go to the Saudi royal family and tell them, as long as the American army is in Iraq, you don't have to worry about Saddam Hussein coming into your country and hanging you from a street lamp. Just the last week when I heard you call President Obama a dictator, do you even know what a dictator is? Because if President Obama was even remotely a dictator, you'd be hanging from a street lamp.
He's a thug just like George Bush was a thug.
That's right, Eugene. Obama is just continuing Bush's policies.
Right-wing crap.
No, it's not right-wing because we're neither.
Just hear me call George Bush a thug?
George Bush was a thug, and all Obama's
doing
is continuing Bush's policies. He's got the same defense secretary. Eugene, wake up.
He reauthorized the Patriot Act. He's the same.
He's continuing warrantless wiretaps. Are you starting to get the picture now?
I've got the picture perfectly. And guess what? Our troops will be out of Iraq in less than a year.
How many innocent people have to die before you believe that the thousands of people who died on 9/11 will be avenged?
I'm not looking for revenge. I'm just looking for a little justice.
What do you consider justice? How many innocent people must die before you consider justice served?
And who's all these innocent people you're talking about?
The innocent families, the innocent young people, the families, the mothers, the fathers that are being bombed to death and shot over in Afghanistan.
And what's your proof of that?
There are all kinds of numbers of people in Afghanistan and Iraq, wherever the U.S. military goes. I mean, look back to Hiroshima, Nagasaki. I mean, there's a history of tremendous violence on the part of the federal government. They'll kill whoever they want to kill.
What you're saying is you would never go to war for any reason under any circumstance.
I am all in favor of actually defending your own property and your own family. But, yeah, I'm not interested in going and killing innocent people around the world, no matter what the excuse is. Because those people that died in Afghanistan and Iraq were not the people that committed the violence on 9/11. They're not the same people. Those people died in the plane crashes. They're dead. They're gone.
Eugene, don't you find it interesting that you're all for all this war if your guy is sending the troops over there? And Bush wasn't my guy either. So.
You keep on saying I'm for this war.
You said you were.
Do I think America is justified in being in Afghanistan and going after these guys? Yes. Why? Because if we don't do that, you'll have 9/11s in every major city in this country.
That's right. They're going to come back and get us in little spaceships. What's the logic in that?
Oh, spaceships.
You know what?
Why don't you take your hyperbole
and stick it? Because that's what it's worth.
Eugene, what is stopping the terrorists from attacking anything in this country right now?
The United States military.
How are they being stopped? The U.S. military is in Afghanistan and other places. They're not in the United States of America.
The United States military is in every country on this planet.
How is the U.S. military?
Well, that's right. But listen,
why don't you stop calling names, Eugene? Yeah. Because it really makes you sound like you don't know. You can't handle a conversation.
Hey, all I got to do is listen to you two guys, and I can tell you neither of you know anything.
Eugene, you still haven't really answered my question. What is going to stop? How is the U.S. military going to stop somebody from going and hijacking a tanker truck full of fuel and running it into the side of any old building in the United States?
Hey, that can happen from anyone and anywhere at any time.
Okay, so basically what you're saying is the U.S. military isn't stopping terrorism, it's just that it's just not happening, right? Because if somebody wanted to go and do that anywhere, anytime, they could, but they're not doing it, are they?
Okay, a perfect example is this. How about the guy there, the L.A. bomber? That was an American agency that pulled that guy aside and stopped him from doing that. And how about the five guys there that were planning to shoot up Fort Dix there? The CIA and the NSA, they had nothing to do with that. Right.
Now, do you understand why terrorism happens in the first place, Eugene?
Yeah, I know why terrorism happens in the first.
Why?
I can tell you why all this terrorism is going on. It's because of what happened with George Bush entered Iraq.
No, sorry, it goes back a lot further. I'll tell you what, Eugene. If you want, you can hang on. We'll bring you back because, it's rare that we get opposition like this during the week. And I'll happy to hang on to you if you'd like. 800-259-9231, because I still want to talk about some of the other things you brought up. I mean, we've gone all over the place, but besides slinging insults, he said that I can't opt out. Well, why not? We'll talk about that coming up. It's Free Talk Live. You can call in about anything.
In the late 21st century, the hardiest, most daring adventurers have begun to colonize the solar system, where untold mineral riches await them. Jealous of their wealth and fearful of their freedom, the government of Earth is determined to extend their power to this new frontier by any means necessary. Escape from Terra, an illustrated science fiction saga from Big Head Press. Read it online at escapefromterra.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Candy. For inspiring ideas for your next celebration, be sure to visit us at celebrationcorner.com. You don't have to wait for a holiday to plan a festive meal. Celebrate anytime with a fun menu or creative theme. Invite friends for a roll-your-own sushi dinner, or surprise your family with a birthday cake when it's nobody's birthday. Fun is the name of the game, so make up a special reason of your own. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
For men who want intimacy and pleasure back in their life, it's not a question of if, but when. So Ben, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Ryzen. Mojo Ryzen is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Ryzen is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Ryzen works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Ryzen will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Ryzen will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just 3 capsules of Mojo Ryzen, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Ryzen at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 1-877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Ryzen.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
The mighty Roman soldier was given a daily ration of fermented fish oil. The stoic Scandinavian Viking had a drum of fermenting cod livers outside the door of his home. And Grandma always had cod liver oil in the cupboard. Today, Green Pasture Products, a family-owned business, provides high-quality, nutrient-dense cod and other fish liver oils made in the same way they've been made throughout history prior to 1850, through fermentation. Cold-fermented cod liver oil from Green Pasture is rich in vitamins A, D, E, K, omega-3, omega-9s, and more, but no man-made nutrients, only what the fish provides. Green Pasture's products are clean, independently tested for impurities, made in the USA, and come in capsules or liquids. Receive a 20% discount off your first order at greenpasture.org, and be sure to enter coupon code radio at checkout. Hurry, 20% discount only good for a limited time. Call 402-858-4818. That's 402-858-4818, or go to greenpasture.org today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves, dial in toll free, bring up whatever you want, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
Ben Wayne.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free on the site, so enjoy those. They include our
Shrine of Female Listeners,
the Wiki, the archives. We give it all away. FreeTalkLive.com. Now, this government school system sucks off the productive capacity of hardworking people. And whether the government education system succeeds or fails, spoiler alert, it fails, at providing real education to the public, the cost goes up and up year after year, and there are no refunds. Oh yeah, and it also destroys individualism and curiosity. School Sucks Podcast is a show about the end of government education. Visit schoolsucksproject.com to learn more. That's schoolsucksproject.com.
But Ian, what about the firehouses? They're okay, aren't they?
What about the firehouses? I don't understand your question.
Well, our previous caller was uses the fire department as an example of good government when, of course, that's local government.
Right, right, because what we were talking about with Eugene, who, by the way, dropped off the line, even though I invited him to stick around, what he opened his call with was accusing us of, well, you can't just withdraw from the government, don't you want fire protection? After we had told him specifically we want to withdraw from the federal and state governments. At this point, I'd like to withdraw from the local government, but they're too close. Their gangsters are too close to me. I can't just do that, otherwise they'll steal my house. And at this point in time in my life, I'm not ready to have them steal my house from me yet. But I am willing to take the risks in order to disconnect myself from the federal government.
And I've never
done that.
And by the way, I've never said that I want to withdraw from the federal government. However,
why not?
It's not a bad idea. But I also don't want to participate in things that I feel are morally abhorrent.
Absolutely.
And there's a lot of those involved. And of course, he talked about terrorism, too. And what causes terrorism? Well, occupation of one's country causes terrorism. And how many
yes.
people who are warmongers, who believe in the war and terror, actually have considered that if we had a foreign power, foreign government with troops and bases all over the U.S. who pretty much took over our government, and wouldn't how long would it be before Molotov cocktails started flying at these soldiers and yeah. these people?
The fact is, the reason why 9/11 occurred, all you have to do is go and listen to what Osama bin Laden has said, is because of the U.S. government's military interventionism in the Middle East.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah.
And that happened before 9/11. It didn't
yes.
all start on 9/11, or didn't
right.
start with the original Iraq War in the 90s. It started decades before that.
Yeah.
Decades before
decades.
That.
Decades. It was all building up. Even the 1979 hostage crisis with Iran, that was part of it. It's been going on since really 1953 when the United States helped to overthrow the democratically elected leader of Iran.
But Eugene says, I can't opt out. And we didn't really get a chance to come back and talk to him about that. But that's the second time we've heard from Eugene now. He's a listener up in Burlington to our weeknight affiliate, WNMR, which is an FM talk station. So maybe we'll hear from Eugene again and get to continue the conversation.
I hope he calls.
I hope so, too, because he's so angry.
Yeah.
He's so angry.
Well, he is, but I think he's confused because
he's definitely confused. He thinks we're right wingers, Wayne.
Right, but that's because he's still caught up in this right-wing
paradigm.
And he's basically cheering for the donkey team. Yay, donkey team!
Donkey wars are good wars.
Yeah, and then donkey wars, as long as the donkey's doing it, it's fine. But if the elephant does it, that's bad. He's evil. He's a dictator. Well, guess what? Pal, they're both dictators.
So, as I said, he asked me to get the exact definition out of Ballantine's Law Dictionary of Citizenship. Here it is. The privilege of membership in a political society, implying a duty of allegiance on the part of the member and a duty of protection on the part of the society. So, there is no duty to protect. That's what I was talking about earlier tonight. That's what I mentioned last night. It's been reiterated time and time again by the Supreme Court of that society that there is no duty to protect and there's no duty to provide anything or any service whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, there can't be a duty of allegiance. So therefore, there can't be citizenship. So I asked him, why can't I? He said, I can't opt out. Why not? I thought this government was a government by consent. That's what the Declaration of Independence says.
Yeah, that's right.
The consent of the governed is required, allegedly, to form this government. And I don't want to consent anymore. Goodbye.
For Eugene, I would also recommend he look up online and read the book called War is a Racket by General Smedley Butler, which was written back...
A two-time Medal of Honor winner or something like that?
Yeah, right after World War I, he wrote it. And it's actually gotten worse now, but he talks about who he was really working for in World War I.
Yeah, the industrialists, the military-industrial complex, basically.
Right.
All right, we continue here to Ontario. Steve is on the line. Steve, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Wayne. Steve? Ontario?
Steve.
Going once? Did we lose Steve? Steve going twice in Ontario? Hello? Steve, perhaps is gone. Let's try instead Eric, listening in Michigan. Eric, you are on Free Talk Live with Ian and Wayne. Maybe our board op fell asleep. Steve, Eric, anybody? Going once? Going twice? All right, we'll check back maybe during the break.
Our board op got hit by a terrorist or something.
Yeah, hopefully he's okay. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. So with that, Wayne, you wanted to tell us about some sort of government program that is paying people to sell their homes at a loss?
Yes.
You have a story?
Yes, I do. Let me pull it up here because I had another one in front of me.
Where's that one coming from, by the way?
That one, New York Times, actually. Program will pay homeowners to sell at a loss.
Sweet.
In an effort to end the foreclosure crisis, like they're going to end it, the Obama administration has been trying to keep defaulting owners in their homes. Now it will take a new approach, paying some of them to leave. Wow, what a concept. The latest program, which will allow owners to sell for less than they owe and will give them a little cash to speed them on their way, is one of the administration's most aggressive attempts to grapple with a problem that has defied solutions. How about just letting prices fall and letting interest rates go where they need to go? More than 5 million households are behind on their mortgages and risk foreclosure. The government's $75 billion in mortgage modification plan has helped only a small slice of them. That's because it was a bad plan. It was another intervention into the housing market.
Yep. The more they meddle, the worse things get.
Consumer advocates, economists, and even some banking industry representatives say much more needs to be done. Do something. For the administration, there is also the concern that millions of foreclosures could delay or even reverse the economy's tentative recovery, the last thing it wants in an election year. Well, how about if we just let prices fall and make houses inexpensive again for people and affordable?
I like that idea.
How about that? And you know, people can rent for a while. No big deal. Taking effect on April 5th, the program could encourage hundreds of thousands of delinquent borrowers who have not been rescued by the loan modification program to shed their houses through a process known as a short sale, in which property is sold for less than the balance of the mortgage.
Right, and then the government steps in and what, covers the remainder? Is it up to a certain amount?
It doesn't say here.
Hmm. But that's the idea, right, that they're going to cover whatever the remainder is to the bank?
Yes, it looks like they're going to do that. Of course.
So it's another bailout, essentially.
It's another bailout, right, for the banks.
Bailing out the homeowners and the banks.
Right. Because the homeowners have been complaining that the banks are getting all the bailout money, probably.
Mm.
Lenders will be compelled to accept that arrangement, forgiving the difference between the market price of the property and what they are owed.
They're being asked to forgive it?
Yes, they're being asked to forgive the difference.
So they won't be made whole as far as the bank will not be. The government's not going to cut the bank a check?
I guess not. They've got all that. The banks have all that TARP money. So.
Okay, yeah. So maybe that's what it is. It's sort of a, hey, we gave you this, so you need to do this for us kind of thing.
Yes.
800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever might happen to be on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
Did you rob Bill Gates? DidYouRobBillGates.com is a worldwide internet system that can bring you both immediate cash and long-term passive residual income, earning thousands of U.S. dollars every single week. This automated system works for you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, around the planet without inventory, shipping, billing, selling, or credit stress. Powerful and effective, our co-op marketing program works for us, and now it can work for you as well. DidYouRobBillGates.com is your global system for real success. Time to enjoy your life. Time to enjoy your family, travel, sports, fun. Bring the perks back to your life. Moms and dads worldwide, even those with zero experience, all plug in and watch in amazement as DidYouRobBillGates.com delivers success and abundance to their lives. Now, no matter where on earth you live, get to DidYouRobBillGates.com right now. www.DidYouRobBillGates.com. www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
You just might be only a few meals away from anarchy. Look at the recent world events and even the economic crisis. The time to prepare yourself and your family is now. 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 For 1 week only, Ready Made Resources offers all GCN listeners 25% off on all Mountain House case lots. And that includes free shipping. Go to readymaderesources.com to see the variety of our quality Mountain House foods in a wide selection for every taste. Mountain House foods have a 25-year shelf life and are easy to prepare.
prepare. Just add water for great-tasting snacks or meals.
Yes, there is a catch.
This 25% off of case lots only lasts through March 15th. Hurry, go to readymaderesources.com or call toll-free 1-800-627-3809 and mention GCN to get 25% off per case of Mountain House Foods with free shipping. That's 800-627-3809 or go to readymaderesources.com. Hurry, sale ends March 15th.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited to bring up anything. Dial in toll-free, 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 1-800-259-9231. And tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Wayne.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Features including our various different ways to listen to the show. You can go to enjoy our live streams. We've got a broadband version and a dial-up version of the show, plus our webcam and listen lines, which allow you to listen via any phone that can dial long distance. Go to listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen.freetalklive.com. And if you're looking to get your hands on some gold and or silver, you can do that over at gold.freetalklive.com. We've got all kinds of options. Well, I guess not all kinds. Some very select options, actually. It's a good, easy selection that you can choose from, where you don't have to go crazy trying to figure out which coins to order. Just some good gold and silver options for you. You can also call 877-857-9938 if you don't have internet access. That'll get you over to our friends over at Midas Resources that we have teamed up with to make ordering gold and silver for you easy and affordable. Because I took a look at the Lakota silver rounds that I was ordering from Midas, and I poked around the internet a bit to make sure to see, all right, is this really the best price? It was the best price I could find. I don't know if that means it's the best price, but of the sites that came up when I was looking for the Lakota Nation silver piece, we had the best prices over at gold.freetalklive.com. So head on over and get involved in that.
By the way, Midas Resources has a very good reputation. They've been around a long time. Now that we're having sort of a gold boom, so to speak, you're going to have a lot of new people coming in to the marketplace who might not always be honest, but the guys have been around for a long time and have weathered the bear market in gold and silver are the ones you want to deal with. And Ted Anderson of Midas Resources is one of them.
No doubt about that. We continue, and I believe we actually have Steve in Ontario at this point. Steve, you're back with us. Free Talk Live.
Am I back?
You are. Oh, actually, you're not back. You're on now because our board op was distracted before. Go ahead.
Well, tell him to put down his book. But anyways, you guys, I love your show. I've been listening to you guys for like 3 years.
Thank you, Steve. Go ahead with your thoughts.
I'm confused, though. You guys, over and over again, have shown your distrust with the government, your dislike for the government, your, time and time again, a warmongering government, and you've even quoted Smedley Butler that war is a racket.
Yes, sir.
And yet you still trust that the government has told you the truth about 9/11.
Oh, no, I haven't. When did we say that?
Well, anytime somebody brings up something about 9/11, you say it's a conspiracy theory.
Oh, well, okay. So just because I think that the 9/11 truthers don't have it right means I believe the government story? Is that what you're presuming?
Well, if you don't believe the government story, then you believe that there's an alternative story.
Oh, but I don't know what that is. I don't purport to know what it is, and I don't purport to care.
So that anyone that does purport to have a alternative theory on the story is a conspiracy theorist or a kook.
Would you prefer I call you an alternative theorist, an alternative story practitioner? How about that?
Well, what I would prefer...
I didn't call you a kook. When did I call you a kook?
No, he would never. I'm not on the show every night either. Is it Steven?
Yes.
Yes, Steven. You know, I don't even like the word conspiracy theory myself.
I don't either.
I think it's a bad use of language, and it's basically a word, an invalidation word to basically discredit somebody.
It's been used by the government time and time again to knock down the truth.
Right.
But your allegation is of the truth.
Right.
You don't
know again,
the truth.
Nobody knows what the real story is, but I think it's very telling that the 9/11 commission members, 6 of the 10, have come out publicly now and said that they...
Publicly
and said that they basically think the whole thing was a sham and a whitewash, and even the head lawyer has written a book about it.
Okay.
I just don't know what the real story is. I don't know what all the motivations are. I've heard a lot of different stories.
None of us will ever know the full truth because everyone is going to lie continually about it to cover their own butt.
Right. Whoever was involved, whether it was part of the U.S. government or not, they want to cover themselves because if they're ever caught and exposed, you know, they're hanging from ropes, and they don't
That's
want
true.
That. So,
yeah.
You know.
And I take back the kook part.
I'm more likely to call somebody.
I've never heard you guys say that you're a kook, but
I have used the term kook in the past. To be honest, I have used the term kook.
You quickly dismissed anyone that has ever talked about 9/11 as being any sort of ulterior theory as opposed to anyone that calls up, Ian, you've quickly dismissed them as somebody that's irrelevant when there are so many questions to be asked. When 6 of the 10
Well, I can ask a lot of questions about the JFK conspiracy. Should that be, is that relevant too, in your mind?
I believe it is absolutely relevant.
Well, see, that's where I disagree. There's all kinds of questions out there, but there's no real firm answers, and so I consider that pretty irrelevant.
Really?
Yeah,
I do.
Do
you think that the President of the United States getting killed and having a sham court case? The Warren Commission was a total sham.
You guys
are intelligent enough to know that the whole bullet theory was a total joke.
Is it okay for the President of the United States to get shot
in your country? And it just to go away.
You haven't proved to me that the theories about it are relevant in any way to my life and achieving liberty in my lifetime. Go ahead and prove that. I'm still waiting.
Yeah, Stephen, can I talk? Yeah, sure. I was going to say that I just want to explain something to you about Ian. I think that Ian gets misjudged on this a little bit because I think Ian likes to steer the show towards positive things you can do for liberty rather than dwelling on things in rabbit holes that might distract you from that. And I think that's really why he discourages people from bringing these things up on the show. And
I understand that.
And that's his prerogative.
Well, there's no discouraging. We never stop anybody from calling in with this stuff. It's just that we're not going to just sit there and lick it up and just nod our heads. I mean, if we have questions, we're going to ask them. And if we don't believe it we're going to be critical.
You've got more guts than probably 99% of the people on the planet, my friend.
Okay. Thanks.
You do. I mean, you stand up in areas where most people would cower and go into a corner. So, I mean, as a person, as a man, both you, anybody that is on this radio network has got more cojones than most of the people on this planet. So I'm not stating at all that, you know, you're willing to push it under the rug. What I'm saying, and the whole reason why it is relevant, is that false flag terrorism has been utilized by the elites on this planet for centuries, if
sure,
not
sure.
many centuries, to hold the people down.
Sure, and you can go back, as we mentioned before, about you can go back and look at examples that are concrete about false flags. You can look at the Gulf of Tonkin, which started the Vietnam War, and then at this point we know that was not true, and we know that was manufactured. And you can go down the laundry list of other manufactured things. Yeah, that was another one. But what we get there is we get the perspective of history, and we get pretty much undeniable evidence that those things were false flags because it's come out as absolutely the case. Whereas what you're talking about, whether it's Kennedy's assassination, the Oklahoma City bombing, or the 9/11 thing, then there's still some speculation involved there. And for me, I'd much rather talk about concrete reality and facts that are undeniable rather than putting forth a theory and having people be able to simply deny it and reject it based on the fact that, well, it's not necessarily based on that, it's not really necessarily fact.
No, see that's where you and I differ, is that there were crimes committed on 9/11
yeah.
by people directly involved with the government.
Well, that's your allegation.
No, that's not my allegation. That is fact.
Who did what? What crime and who did it?
Okay. Will you allow me a couple of minutes here to go through this?
I'm asking you a question. What crime and who did it?
Okay. The primary crimes that happened on 9/11 is that Dick Cheney was in charge of air defenses on that day, okay? He knew that planes were flying around that were hijacked
what's the crime?
Not get air defenses in the air.
That's the crime?
That's one of the crimes.
No, the government has no obligation to do anything, so how would they be found liable of that? I'll bring it back. If you got another crime you want to share with me, I'll bring it back here. 800-259-9231, but that one's not a crime. More coming up. You can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, "I didn't write it. I didn't approve it. I wasn't even consulted." If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com, or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3570.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you.
Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Special Roast Hemp Coffee from HempUSA.org. Our coffee grows in the dense volcanic-rich soil, herbicide and pesticide-free, in the high altitudes of Guatemala, in conditions that are ideal for the natural growth of this high-quality coffee. Try our mellow cup of coffee that is ground and roasted with 25% hemp seed from Canada. With a wonderful nutty flavor that contains 18% protein, our roasters bring out a unique flavor that make this the best cup of coffee you'll ever have. Try our new special roast hemp coffee from HempUSA.org and wake up your brain without the jitters. Our customers look forward to their next cup of hemp coffee. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608 and see if you'll change your mind about drinking coffee again. Taste the difference. Feel the difference at HempUSA.org.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and FreeTalkLive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Just moments remaining. Maybe enough time for your call. I'm not going to give the numbers, though, because people are waiting patiently, and we want to try to get to them. It is Ian with you.
And Wayne.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All of the features, they're free. You like the show? You want to help support Free Talk Live? Become an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. Amp.freetalklive.com is the place to go. You get signed up. You get perks. Amp-only call-in lines, Amp-only forum, the Amp-only podcast. Learn more. Get signed up. PayPal, other options available as well, credit cards, etc. Amp.freetalklive.com. FreeTalkLive.com. We go briefly back here to, I think, let's see, or we're going to go to Steve in Ontario. Steve, you're back with us here. You called in because, well, you've got a disagreement with me on, I mean, you were very appreciative in many ways, and thank you for that. But the disagreement here is with the whole 9/11 thing. And, of course, I like to focus on what can be done to achieve liberty in our lifetime. I like to focus on concrete things, unquestionably concrete, real things that cannot be questioned that the government does, that are tyrannical and evil, to point out that the state is bad, and that and freedom is the answer, and you know, provide solutions and encourage people to move in towards that, rather than, as Wayne was pointing out, getting mired down in the rabbit holes of these conspiracies that can really distract people from actually getting something productive done. So with that, you had said that you thought that there were some crimes committed on 9/11 and that you knew who did them. So I was simply asking you to enlighten me a little bit here as to what the crimes were and who were the criminals. And you said first that Dick Cheney was one of them because he was in charge of some sort of air defense thing and the air defense didn't work, and so, or Dick Cheney didn't do something that he was allegedly supposed to do. But I pointed out to you that there is no obligation for the government to do anything, as we've mentioned several times tonight now, so therefore that wouldn't be considered a crime. Go ahead with the other example.
Okay. No, I got a question, though, for a second.
Yeah.
Is it not, I mean, you literally 20 minutes ago said that it is the federal government's responsibility to defend the nation, as
no,
opposed
I never
to
would
attacking
that.
Nations or
no,
around...
No, I never would have said that
the
it's the federal government.
I think the caller may have implied that, but Ian was actually talking about the definition of a citizen.
Right.
Which he says they're not doing anyway, so why would you want to call yourself a citizen? Is that the gist of it, Ian?
The federal government, I never said, has a responsibility to protect anything. In fact, the Supreme Court has made clear that they have no responsibility.
They have no
duty. There is no obligation. So, no. That's why there's no crime there where you think there is one.
So the fact that he did not send any jet fighters up in the air that day when he had the opportunity to intercept hijacked jets, that one of which crashed into the Pentagon, according to Norman Mineta in his own testimony at the 9/11 commission, that Cheney knew that plane was coming in, and yet he failed to get jet fighters in the air to save 160-plus lives at the Pentagon. That's not a crime. That's not considered manslaughter. Like, if you drove down the road and you made a mistake and killed somebody, or you accidentally fired a gun in your home and killed somebody, that's not manslaughter.
Your analogy is incorrect.
No, it's not.
No, man. Dick Cheney did not do anything.
You're right. He didn't do anything on that day.
I'm not telling you that what he did was right. Steve, that what he did was right. I'm not saying that. I'm just telling you that by their definition, what he did was not a crime.
So legally, by not sending up the planes, he's not responsible for the deaths of all the people at the Pentagon when he had a chance to get the F-16s off the ground.
No, in the same way that the fire department is not responsible for your family burning in burning to death in a fire in your home.
But the fire department doesn't know ahead of time that the fire is happening. Dick Cheney knew the plane was coming into the Pentagon. They can get a phone call.
If you call the fire department and you let them know your house is on fire, and in the process of trying to escape the home, your wife and children burn up, but you manage to get out, and the fire department then shows up 20 minutes later, and they're too late to save your family, they're not responsible for that.
No, I understand that.
Same thing with Dick Cheney.
The fire department's going to make their best effort to get there to save your
family.
That's true.
But they have no obligation. Do you understand that?
Oh, I understand that. They don't have an obligation. Are you saying that Dick Cheney didn't have an obligation to save the people at the Pentagon when he knew the plane was coming in?
That's exactly what I'm saying.
But they were federal employees, by the way, Ian. Technically, those people in the Pentagon were federal employees. So,
there's no obligation.
Okay, that's besides the point.
Oh, okay.
The point is that you guys have repeatedly said, and the whole reason I called tonight was to do with the census thing. You don't trust the government. You will not give them the information because you don't trust them. Yes.
Well, not because I don't trust them, but I just don't want to have anything to do with them.
But in principle, though, about the census, I want to say this, is that, you know, you could have a majority of the people in the Census Bureau be honest.
Yep.
All it takes is one dishonest person that's got data on you that sells it to somebody
exactly. Or
steals your ID. That's the problem with data.
Point. I'm not saying George Bush knew anything about 9/11. I'm not saying anybody else. Who knows who knew what happened was going to happen on 9/11? But what we do know for 100% sure is that according to 1,000 architects and engineers, is that the three buildings that came down in New York City that day should not have come down based on fires. Okay?
So what are you going to do about
it? We know that for a fact.
So what are you going to do about it?
What I am going to do is let people know.
And then what do you expect to happen?
False flag terrorism is used by governments.
Okay. You already made that point. We've got to move on. Thank you, Steve, for the call. Let's talk to Eric in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello there. Eric, you're on the air.
I hear you. Okay.
Hi, Eric.
Well, what I would tell Steve in Ontario is there is a group in our country known as Guardians of the Free Republics. And I think, Ian, this is consistent with what you would espouse as a positive move. In essence, and this, I had no idea of this until a week ago when I heard a Vietnam veteran fella. Have you ever heard of Jack McLam out of Idaho, Aid and Abet?
Wayne says he has. I've heard of him.
He has a Sunday talk program. And anyway, Guardians of the Free Republics is about establishing local grassroots, sovereign people, and they do emphasize the word sovereign. This is a nation of sovereigns. We are sovereigns if we choose to be
right.
Sovereigns, right?
Yep, you got to choose it,
and you got to take it. You can't expect them to give it to you.
Well, that's like Ian said. The government has no mandated function to protect us, and it certainly has no mandated function to ensure our sovereignty as a free man.
No, they don't want you to be sovereign. They want you to be a subject.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And they do that by coercion and trickery,
yes.
Manipulation. And in fact, the 13th and 14th Amendment give you a clue where it says, and subject to the jurisdiction thereof. The U.S. citizen resident, slave, unless you're subject to the jurisdiction of the federal or state corporations.
So and this Guardians of the Republic's, they're groups of people getting together talking about these things or implementing some level of sovereignty. What exactly are they doing?
Yes, Ian, everything you said and more. And their website is guardiansofthefreerepublics.com. I think it's .com. It might be .org. Okay. Guardians of the Free Republics.
Great. Hey, have you met up with these folks yet, or did you just find out about it?
I just found out about it, let's see, two Sundays ago. They have a Sunday evening broadcast on another network. It's called Republic Broadcast Network.
Well, and, let me know if anything comes out of it. It sounds like something some of our listeners would be interested in, and I thank you for the call tonight, Eric. We're short on time. I want to get to Paul in Idaho quickly here. Paul, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Wayne. Paul, Idaho, going once. Paul in Idaho, going twice.
Come on, Paul.
Let's try Brian in California. Brian, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Brian, we're short on time. What's on your mind tonight?
Just want to let everyone know that they should move their money out of the bank. Move your money, .info.
And to where should they move it?
To smaller regional banks. And actually, I've done it for my business, and I was getting jerked around by B of A, and it's done a lot of better things for me.
Bank of America has to be one of the worst banks to possibly do business with because they are actually owned in part by the federal government. I mean, all banks in general are to some extent extensions of the Federal Reserve and therefore inevitably tied into the state, but some more so than others. I actually was watching an episode of John Stossel's new show on Fox Business Network, which is fantastic, by the way. I'm trying to get Stossel on for an interview, but I haven't heard back from any of the people over at Fox. But there was one guy that he had on his show, BB&T Bank, was like the ninth largest bank, and this guy was pretty free market oriented that he had on the program. So if you're looking for a larger bank, that might be a good one. And we're out of time. Thanks for the suggestion. Appreciate hearing from you tonight. Wayne, thanks for coming in.
No problem. It's always a pleasure.
Yes, sir. We'll see you soon enough and see the rest of you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.